This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers is in court today to determine whether he is mentally competent to face charges. A forensic psychologist testified that the suspect told her that he bought guns to commit a mass shooting. She said he also told her that he wanted to be killed by police at the scene. Wind turbines kill tens of thousands of bats across the country each year. CPR Sam Brash reports Colorado scientists have new funding to figure out why.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced a $1 million grant for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden. It'll use the money to figure out what exactly keeps drawing bats into turbine blades. Some possibilities include aircraft warning lights atop turbines, or maybe the reflective surface on the blades themselves. Other projects funded through the same program will test potential bat deterrents, like UV lights and acoustic signals. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A man convicted of trying to kill two police officers has been given a 128-year sentence. Rigoberto Valles Dominguez of Littleton shot at officers while they responded to reported gunshots in 2021. Officer David Snook was hit multiple times. That's according to the 18th Judicial District Attorney's Office. Meanwhile, Snook's partner, Corporal Jeff Farmer, stayed with him and is credited with saving his life. President Joe Biden awarded Farmer the Medal of Valor earlier this year for his actions. Thanks so much for listening to CPR News. Please come to CPR.org for more local headlines from around the state.